Are you surprised? Don't be. It seems that the black clothes of a priest do not in any way hinder investigation of the most tricky, terrible, and cruel crimes. Father Brown is special. You could say he is God's detective. And, as he should, he saves criminal souls while investigating crimes. Indeed, his partner, Flambeau, is one such of his saved souls. Let's get a closer acquaintance with him. The Secret of Father Brown by G.K. Chesterton. Flambeau, once the most famous criminal in France, and later a very private detective in England, had long retired from both professions. Some say a career in crime had left him with too many scruples for a career in detection. Anyhow, after a life of romantic escapes and tricks of evasion, he had ended up at what some might consider a suitable address, in a castle in Spain. The castle, however, was solid, though relatively small, and the black vineyard and green stripes of the kitchen garden covered a respectable square on the brown hillside. For Flambeau, after all his wild adventures, still possessed what is possessed by so many Latins, what is absent, for instance, in so many Americans, the common sense to retire. It can be seen in many a large hotel owner whose one ambition is to be a small peasant. It can be seen in many a French provincial shopkeeper who pauses at the moment when he might develop into a detestable millionaire and buy a street of shops to back away quietly and comfortably on domesticity and dominoes. Flambeau had casually and suddenly fallen in love with a Spanish lady, married and brought up a large family on a Spanish estate without seeming to show any desire to stray again beyond its borders. But on one particular morning, he was observed by his family to be unusually restless and excited, and he outran the little boys and descended the greater part of the long mountain slope to meet the visitor who was coming across the valley, even when the visitor was still a black dot in the distance. The black dot gradually increased in size, without very much altering its shape, for it continued, roughly speaking, to be both round and black. The black clothes of priests were not unknown among these hills. But these clothes, however priestly, had about them something at once commonplace and yet almost jaunty in comparison with the cassock, and marked the wearer as a man from Britain, as clearly as if he had been labelled Clapham Junction. He carried a short, thick umbrella with a knob like a club, at the sight of which his Latin friend almost shed tears of sentiment, for it had figured in many adventures that they'd shared long ago. For this was the Frenchman's English friend, Father Brown, paying a long-desired but long-delayed visit. They had written constantly, but they had not met for years. Father Brown was soon established in the family circle, which was quite large enough to give the general sense of a company or a community. He was introduced to the big wooden images of the three kings, of painted and gilded wood, who bring the gifts to the children at Christmas. For Spain is a country where the affairs of children are large in the life of the home. He was introduced to the dog, and the cat, and the livestock on the farm, but he was also, as it happened, introduced to one neighbour, who, like himself, had brought into that valley the costume and manners of distant lands. It was on the third night of the priest's stay at the little chateau that he beheld a stately stranger who paid his respects to the Spanish household with bows that no Spanish grandee could emulate.